This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is weighing in on the situation in Syria, where a relief group says hundreds of thousands of civilians are fleeing Idlib province. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Government forces have been bombarding it for about a month and last week launched a ground offensive. The Syrian army and opposition activists say more than 40 villages and hamlets have been captured, while the Syrian Response Coordination Group says more than 200,000 people are fleeing their homes ahead of the advance. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing Syria, along with allies Russia and Iran, of being on their way to killing thousands of innocent civilians. In a tweet, he says, "Don't do it," adding that Turkey is working hard to stop what he describes as carnage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office Thursday by police officers who conducted fresh searches at the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. "No one has been detained. They simply dragged me out of the office," Navalny tweeted. His spokeswoman said the Kremlin critic was forcibly detained and led away. The reason was not immediately clear. Iraqi President Bahram Saleh said Thursday he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by a bloc in parliament that is influenced by Iran. On Wednesday, the Fatah bloc named Assad al-Adani as the country's next prime minister. The choice was quickly rejected by anti-government protesters who have called for a complete overhaul of the government that's been in place since the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. Anti-government rallies have rocked the capital, Baghdad, and the Shiite-majority south since October. You're listening to VOA News. China, Iran, and Russia will hold joint naval drills starting on Friday in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman, China's defense ministry said on Thursday, amid heightened tension in the region between Iran and the United States. Zachary Goldman has more.
China on Thursday said it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman. The maneuvers will begin Friday amid heightened tension in the region between Iran and the United States. China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals at one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That's Zachary Goldman reporting. The Associated Press has selected gymnast Simone Biles as its female athlete of the year. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In the gymnastics world, the 4'8" Biles is considered the GOAT, the greatest of all time. She owns 25 world championship medals, the most for any gymnast.
To think what I've done, it's been an amazing experience, and I don't think I could be more proud of myself.
After winning 4 gold medals at the Rio Olympics, Simone Biles took some time off and returned stronger than ever. She also spoke out for change in the wake of the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal that has shaken USA Gymnastics to its core.
We've done everything that they asked us for, even when we didn't want to, and they couldn't do one damn job. You had one job. You literally had one job, and you couldn't protect us.
Simone Biles is now looking ahead to Tokyo in the 2020 Games. She edged out women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe in a vote by AP member sports editors and AP beat writers. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Moroccan court on Thursday sentenced a popular YouTube personality to 4 years in prison for a video criticizing King Mohammed and calling the Moroccan people donkeys and stupid. Mohammed Sakaki was also fined more than $4,100. He was arrested last month after posting the video. Some of his previous postings were viewed more than 100,000 times. His lawyer plans to appeal the verdict. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through the shops. Streets and malls and shopping districts have been filled with tension this Christmas season after police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray at protesters and beat and arrested many of them. Officials in Pakistan and India say the two rivals exchanged fire in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir Thursday, killing two Pakistani soldiers, an Indian soldier, and a civilian woman. Marissa Melton, VOA News.